Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Guys, fourth Almost Famous podcast this week, and it is like the finale of them all. And it's big because Clayton and Susie are both here. Welcome back to the pod, Clayton. We appreciate you coming back after last week's difficult interview. And Susie, thanks for being here. You're so cute. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, let's start out with some a little more to the tough questions. How rough was last week for your relationship?
Last week
when you had to watch that episode back.
Yeah. Well, it's been tough for both of us emotionally. It's a really heavy two episodes this week, and even the week before it was heavy. So it's been tough, I think, individually, but we've said this so many times. I can't imagine not having Clayton through this. And I think vice versa. We're just glad that we found ways to support each other, even when it was hard.
Mm-hmm. When you watched that scene back last week, did you at all like feel differently about the verbiage that was used, the tone that you guys used with each other? Or was it kind of how you remembered it? And it was something that you'd already gotten over?
Well, I don't know that I would say, this is going to sound like a silly example. I told it to you though, when I was a little kid, my mom hammered a nail into a piece of wood and then pulled it out. And she said, you know, when you use words that hurt people, you do damage, and you can pull the harsh words back. You can say you're sorry, but like the pain is still there. You can see the hole in the wood still. And like, I told that example to Clayton because I was like, that's something that it still rings true to me. And I was like, even though we got through that night, and honestly, context is everything. And I didn't have context till after the show for a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I certainly see his perspective in a lot of ways from that night. And I even understand why that switch flipped and everything. But it's like an old wound. It hurt. Like, it hurt when it happened. And to watch it back, it was incredibly sad. And not just for myself, but like, I could see like on Clayton's face, the devastation when he realized he was losing me. It was a sad episode, but the good news is that we are 4 months past it, and as tough as this week has been to rewatch the episodes, we have had a really good time, and we have had moments of joy in between like the tough stuff.
Clayton, how was it watching Susie break up with you on TV this week?
You know, I lived it real time 4 months ago. And so to watch it back, it's weird. It does certainly bring back some emotion. But again, I think I'm someone who, once I go through it, we've had so much time, we've talked it through. We really did relive those moments already so many times. We've talked about it we talked about it as much as we needed to. And so I already knew, and we talked about it countless times. So to see it again, it brought back a little bit of emotion. But again, I just looked at the full picture, the end result, which I said, you know, okay, like, this is tough to see, but we're together. So I don't want this to impact us in a way that's negative, that hurts our relationship in this moment.
Some Bachelor couples haven't watched their season back because they thought it was healthier to do that. Do you guys think it was better for you to watch it back?
Yes and no. I've said that at times it was better for me to be distracted, and I would be watching with my girlfriends and everyone's kind of talking out loud. And I don't go back and rewatch those episodes by myself because I'm like, I don't necessarily need to hear everything and overanalyze everything. So aspects of it are good to just like, I've had fun. I've made light and, you know, enjoyed watching it when I can. Mm-hmm. But I've tried not to harp on it too much because it is an interpretation of what happened, because, you know, you can't fit everything into 2 hours. So it's the highlights, you know. Yeah. What about for you, I guess?
I wanted to know whatever it took. And she's like, I don't want to watch it, I don't want to talk about it. Then we won't. I did obviously think, when we both talked it all the way through. So as far as watching it, it's like, she already knew it was coming. And at that point, it's like, hey, do you want to watch this together or do you not? And when we were together, we would watch it. And I think it just fostered more conversation. It answered more questions that maybe we hadn't talked about. And it led to a greater understanding of who we were then and you know, where we can grow going forward as a couple, just learning more about each other. So there was, I think we tried to find the positives as much as we could throughout it all, and watching it back certainly shed more light on maybe some of the things that we hadn't discussed.
Susie, I've got to know two hurdles that everybody's asking how you got over them. First, how'd you get over him saying I love you to multiple women and sleeping with the other women when you said that was basically a deal breaker? And then secondly, how did you get from saying like, you're not my person, to him being your boyfriend?
Well, it's It's tricky because you can never know what's going on inside someone's head. Clayton didn't know that night when we were speaking, and I was like, I hear you. I understand you. I really did. And I was like, my mind was kind of blown, because if there's one thing I know to be true, it's that Clayton is an honest man. And I knew, like, he was telling me the complete truth that night, that he did have love for these women. And at the time, he really did believe that he was in love with all three of us. And in that, like, that night, I kind of came to this realization of, like, this was not necessarily a disregard for my love. This was a in regard for his love with them. And I've shared this a couple of times, but post show, Clayton and I have sat down with our journals, and we have just literally read from the pages to each other what was going through our minds, where we were at, where our hearts were at. And although Clayton did say that night, I love you the most, in my mind, I'm like, if you love me the most, then how could you jeopardize this? Mm-hmm. But he, I mean, in his journal and is true to his experience, he hadn't made his mind up. I think there's a difference between feeling in love and then compatibility. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just about a feeling, it's about action. It's about a choice. And I think a lot of people know that, you know, in fantasy suites, like, this isn't the first time that a bachelor has told people that he's loved them or become intimate with them. And for me, I did feel like it was a deal breaker, because I didn't believe Clayton could be in love with me and somebody else. I couldn't wrap my head around it. So going, you know, yeah, in Iceland, I had to break things off at the end. It was what was best for me. And I did feel a little selfish in the moment, but now looking back, like, I have no regrets. I stand by that decision. We did have to take time apart, and we also had to heal from what happened. There was a lot of pain that happened in Iceland, not just with us, but with Gabby and Rachel. And you did have serious relationships with them, and you did have an emotional attachment to these women while you were in Iceland. And we took a step back. And I think that's why I've gotten, you know, we're here today. He's my boyfriend, I'm his girlfriend, because we didn't just, like, I didn't just accept the rose and say, okay, like, I'm going to see, like, and then feel this pressure from the world, from myself, from everybody to stick with them through the end. Like, we were at the show last night together because we wanted to be. So I just had to do what was best for me. And I think that led me back to Clayton.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, The next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
When I was trying to, you know, I was trying to describe my feelings about it last night, and I was like, it would be so hypocritical of me not to understand this because Jared and I went through the same thing. Like, I literally in Bachelor in Paradise was like, so you're telling me there's no chance we're ever going to be together. And he said no. And for him, it was like he had to like cut it off cleanly. Like he had to kind of give me no hope in order for like it to go forward. I can't really, I'm still struggling to describe why it works best that way. But he was like, yeah. I wasn't going to be half in, half out. I knew that if we were ever going to date, and he always says this, if we were ever going to date, I had to be 100% in. I basically had to know when I made you my girlfriend that I was like going to be down to like do it all.
Yeah.
So that's where
I relate
you are,
to that. Basically. Yeah, I relate to that. I actually didn't know that about you guys. Yeah. So that does it. It's refreshing to hear. And I think it's really confusing for people when they're like, you said no chance. It was very confusing for him.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I mean, and when I did reach out, I didn't have the intentions of just restarting a relationship. I was like, let's have one candid conversation. Let's talk. And we rebuilt from there, but it wasn't, I mean, I had so many questions. You had questions. We had a lot to navigate before we even considered becoming a couple again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm actually like, it's so refreshing to hear that from you because I didn't know that. And yeah, it makes total sense for me. I had to give him that, like, it's a no. So we can go separate. And if we find our way back to each other, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of look at it like, I believe, I don't want to call it a tactic, but that thought process I think is rooted in respect for that other person.
For sure,
so you do this because you say, I'm going to, like, while I figure this out where I'm at mentally, I don't want to hold you here waiting in the thick of things. Like, I want you to be able to move on. And then I don't want you to sit here and wait.
Yes.
So that's the way I saw it.
That's exactly the way that he saw it. It was just so funny. Me saying, like, how did she go from saying he's not her person to her boyfriend? And I was like, Ashley, you experienced the exact same thing. So, you know, it's very much possible. And it still means that person can really love and care for the other person. A lot of people are asking, Susie, why didn't you tell him about your wishes, about him not sleeping with anybody in the fantasy suite? And you kind of, like, answered that, I think. You said, like, you didn't want to give him an ultimatum. Is there anything else that you can elaborate on there?
Yeah, I think, well, one of the first seasons I ever watched was Peter's season. Mm-hmm. And, like, at Maddie, first of all, so much respect for her.
Totally.
Because she did upfront set her expectations. But she did get a lot of, I feel like, hate and criticism. And I remember seeing that and being like, I think it's great that she was upfront about her expectations and her needs. But I also remember, like, it being such a highly criticized thing. Yeah. And I actually regret letting that influence that decision, which I've said it before, like, when you're there, things move so fast. There's not, like, an ideal time because you don't have another date before fantasy suites where it's just you and him. So you figure out that you're going to fantasy suites and then you're in fantasy suites.
Yeah.
And then you're the third fantasy suite.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you know when to bring that up? And I think that it was a mixture of everything. I didn't know that I should. And I thought, if Clayton loves me and I want him to know, like, I want him to know if it's me. And if it's not me, then I'm going to respect that. I'm going to be happy for him. But I couldn't fathom a world where it was me and he was, like, also in love with somebody else. Mm. Or that it, even if he didn't know if it was me, like,
yeah, undecided.
It was a lot to grasp. And it was a lot for you too. We were both, I think everyone at the end, we were all pretty confused, like, in general. It was just a lot. It was heavy.
Yeah, you know, it's actually really interesting that you say that, because this is something that you're saying watching a prior show influenced, like, your decision making.
Yeah.
The big critique that I took was that this guy didn't watch any shows coming in. And my thought was, like, well, I don't want to be influenced by something that causes me to react differently. But had I have watched some things, I'm sure it could have benefited me. But you always, now you can see, like, you can watch it and it can actually play against you as well. So it's tough. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. It's such a complex process. That you just, again, you're dealing with individuals that they're different from every other season. So at the end of the day, all different personalities, different environments. And it's, I think you just have to react as you go a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton, there's been a couple conversations that I've had over the past couple of days where people are like, he made some maybe poor decisions, but that's probably because he didn't go through the entire process before. Do you think that it would have benefited you to have gotten further in Michelle's season, or even just to have watched previous Bachelor seasons?
Yeah. Well, I kind of just alluded to that.
Yeah. That's why I bring it up now.
Yeah. I just don't know. I think it's, at the end of the day, had I had more information, would I have maybe held back in other areas, or maybe had said something differently that may have potentially had a negative impact on my experience? Obviously, as we watch this all back now, or I've watched it all, I think it's a lot of people saying this dude literally could do no right. He just did everything wrong. And I think at the end of the day, I sit here and I tell myself the reason why I can forgive myself for my actions was because I did everything with the best intentions in mind and really following my heart and doing what I thought was best with no malicious intent. Mm-hmm. And so I can live at the end of the day with myself knowing that I just did what I thought was best with my intuition and following that. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's like, what if I would have went farther? Would it have made a difference? I mean, I can say this much. It would have absolutely have made a difference for better or for worse. I really can't answer that. I don't know.
I definitely feel like, if I were to give my own opinion on this, nothing you did seemed to come from a state of malice, like you say. I think a lot of it just came from inexperience and just having not gone through a ton of the experience prior. But again, this is just...
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. Honestly, I totally understand that viewpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Why did you break up with both girls together? And why did you stand up there at that podium and tell them that you that Susie was gone and that you had slept with both of them and you were in love with both of them at the same time? I think that's the problem that a lot of people have, is that you did both of those things in like a group setting.
Yeah. So obviously I did that twice, where I broke up with them, I guess, or sorry, relayed information to them and then broke up with them together on a separate occasion. I based my second time doing it again as a group based off of the first time, the response where like they kind of consoled each other at the, I'll just call it the rose ceremony from hell, because that's the easiest way. That's what I keep saying. So I
simplified.
Yeah. Right. So I saw them console each other in that environment and thought, okay, like then when I break up with the two of them, like they'll console each other and this will, it'll be a lot easier on those two with as challenging as this is. That was my thought. Right. Obviously, I should have done it separate. I agree. I look back and I'm like, I should have probably just pulled them both aside separately. As far as why the rose ceremony, why I told them that information, because to me, I look at it like no relationship can last if you don't have full transparency. If you build a relationship on a bed of lies or half truths, it won't last. And here's the thing, common sense, everything I did was on camera. So if I didn't tell them that day and I just went on my merry way and through that process, let's say that I hypothetically end up with one of those two, they were going to watch that show, you know, the season back 4 months later, and I was going to have to answer to all those actions. So common sense was like, you got to tell them what happened, right? Like, it's out there. And I had every intention of obviously being fully transparent, because that's just who I am. I am a little bit sometimes maybe too blunt. But I think for me, I'm like, if you tell someone everything, then there's no secrets. And you don't have to ever worry about those secrets coming back and potentially ending a relationship. And I see a lot of issues with my friends and or people that I know where they hold back on communicating, and that ends up actually destroying the relationship. So I just believe in transparency. Really, I really do, no matter how hard it is to say it.
Okay. Well, you guys have done a great job answering my hard questions. Let's lighten it up for a little bit. We only have a couple more minutes with you guys. How was the reconnection? So, Susie, you reached out to him, I'm assuming via DM on Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, Clayton, when you saw her in your inbox, like, did your heart drop? Were you excited? Were you nervous? Like,
I hadn't even really had time to like process it, because it was like, I guess a day later. So I remember.
What do you mean a day later?
From the end of the show.
Wait, you reached out to him that fast?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You gave it like a day since breaking up with him?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me everything.
I should preface. Like I've been saying this, but like my intentions were not like, okay, let's restart a relationship. But right. I said, my DM said, if you're open to having one more candid conversation, I would love to have that with you. But I also was like, I'll respect your boundaries if you don't care to have that conversation. But that conversation made the world a difference. And
yeah. And I think that's, again, she made it very obvious that, hey, listen, I just want to check in with you because I care about you as a person after what we just went through. And we talked, and I want to say probably about a week or two in, after probably six conversations lasting at least 3 hours apiece, I said, listen, like, I feel like we should meet up and let's just see like what happens if we spend a weekend together. Let's just see, like, no expectations whatsoever, but let's just meet up and see if this sparks anything or if this makes us want to pursue this further. Because I did, I actually brought it up to her at one point. I said, listen, I go, I really love that, like, you do care about me and that you really are checking in with me, but like this, like, I can't help but now kind of, I'm starting to regain some hope. Like I said, I'm like, we're just talking candidly, but now I'm starting to kind of feel like, is there something here? So I just kind of addressed it head on. I was like, I want to see, right? And if you like, can you just give us that chance again? Like, I feel like there's something here. And so I kind of maybe put a little, you know, put the ball in her court. Obviously she could say, hey, I don't want to meet up. And then I would have probably just been like, all right, well, this is great. We've checked in. But like, it was tough for me to like sit here and go, okay, like, I don't want to put pressure on this, but like for my well-being, like emotional well-being, I need to kind of understand, like, is there a potential here? Cause if not, I don't know if I can really continue just talking the talk right now.
Yeah.
Susie, how are you feeling as he was feeling that?
I was, to be honest, pretty early on after reconnecting, I felt like I just had so much clarity to everything. Like, until, and nobody will ever know. Like, that's the thing. So I'm like, until you're in this position, like, you will not understand everything. And like, I'm grateful that I had that clarity for us. And like, even as far as like, if we weren't compatible in the end, it's like, we both had enough information, and we both had shared and poured our hearts out enough to like have true closure, if that's what that was going to be. But I still felt that love for Clayton, and I just saw how big his heart truly was. And yeah, it's like, I didn't stop loving him as a person when we left Iceland, but I actively made the decision to take steps back for myself. I was like, this may not be good for me. And I'm going to do my due diligence to figure that out before I commit to anything. So yeah, as he was kind of saying that, I really understand where he's coming from, because that's where you come to, yeah, have that respect for somebody of like, if this is going to hurt you, like, maybe it would be good for me to have that friendship and that bond, but if it's going to hurt him and pain him, yeah, then I have to respect that boundary. And we had that conversation. And then later down the road, you know, we've had a blast getting to know each other and dating, well, secretly dating, but we did have a conversation later where Clayton was kind of like, I just kind of need to know, like, where are you at? Like, and if you don't see a future with me, then like, let me go. And when he said that, that was such a light bulb moment for me, because I was like fighting myself. I was like, I want to be with him, but like, this was just such a heavy experience that we both have said at different times, like, it would be so much easier to cut ties and go our separate ways, because we wouldn't have to fight through like the challenges of a long distance relationship, of coming off of such a heavy show and everything. We both acknowledged that it could have been quote unquote easier. Mm-hmm. But when he said that, like, I was like, I can't let you go. Like, I can't see my life without you at this point. Like, I want you to be a part of my life. And so it was that point that I made the active decision of like, okay, like, I'm in this now. Like, we're going to do this, and we're going to give it a shot.
I hate that I have to let you guys go now. I have like 40 more minutes of questions, just real quick.
Oh,
how
shoot.
How did you finagle him to move to Virginia? That's my home state as well.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're like Northern Virginia, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're love Virginia it. Beach area, right?
Yeah, come down for a beach day this summer, maybe.
Yes. So how'd you do that?
He was really open-minded to it. I kind of, we had talked about that on the show, that he was open to moving. He was ready to uproot and go where his heart was going to take him. So he was easily convinced. Actually, not even convinced. He was just down.
He just offered it himself.
Yeah. He was like, hey, I'll move in. I was like, hey, okay, hold on.
All right, well, awesome.
No, I'm kidding.
We're happy for you guys. After all that you've gone through, you deserve to enjoy each other now. So
thank you.
Yeah, have a great day once this is all over, all the interviews.
Thank you so much.
Go have some fun date nights out in public without having to hide.
We're so ready.
Too excited for it.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, very sweet. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye.
Yeah, have a good one.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.